Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody come see it. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reiss, Hollywood Connections, and
I'm Lisa V, co-host of Hollywood Connections.
We are excited that you joined. We're going to bring you celebrities. We're going to bring you producers, agents, casting directors. We're going to get you connected in show business.
Yes, we are.
We are, and so much more.
Yes, it's a great, great weekend coming up of amazing things from the Latin Film Festival, the Jazz Film Festival. We got this.
You do. Actually, you're going tomorrow to the Latin Film Festival.
Yes, I am.
And I'll be at the Jazz Festival, and yes. I'll be actually, thank God there's a tent.
Yes.
I know. And who's going to be there tomorrow? We've got Chicago.
We have is Boys to Men tonight.
That's
and now
tonight.
They're tomorrow. Well, if it's can't, is it still going?
Yes, so far. So good.
So far, good. Okay, Boys to Men tonight. Oh, they canceled it. Sorry that we were told that it has been canceled because it's raining.
Oh, our marketing guru back there is giving us the signal. It's, oh.
And if she's wrong, we'll just slap her after the show. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No violence. God.
Okay, so
got
we're reading
it.
Lips over here. We're good
yes.
to go. So we're excited, Lisa, and a lot of things are happening as well coming around the corner. But first off, what I'm so excited about, if you're into TV or film, you want to get connected in show business, I've got the lady on the phone, Bobby Hill, casting director. Welcome, Bobby. Are you there?
I'm here. Welcome. I'm so glad to be here. How's everyone doing?
Yes, we need a hand clap for that one. Bobby
yes,
Hill
we do.
Casting. So, Bobby, you are so excited. I hear it in your voice. I even saw it in your text. Your text was jumping out at me. And tell us what's happening, what you're doing, and why the Women in Film has now a chapter here that you're heading up. Tell us about it.
Yes, I'm so excited. I've worked on this for a year. When they asked me if I would like to start a chapter, I, of course, jumped right on it because it's just so far for talent, you know, to come from Spring Hill and Tarpon Springs and even Clearwater to go all the way over in Tampa. So we decided to open up a chapter, and I started working on it, and we finally got our gold. And so we are officially a chapter, the Clearwater chapter, and we're just so excited. We're going to have our meetings on Wednesdays, the second Wednesdays of each month. It depends on how it falls, but that's what we're looking for. We'll be sending out a notice on our location and time. We have a speaker for the first meeting, and so we're really, really excited. We are planning on having a lot of events and a lot of things, and hopefully that it helps talent, helps producers, directors, and we just really get this chapter booming. So I'm just thrilled to death.
Well, God is just going to just lift you up because you're an amazing Christian woman, and he's going to make you the head, not the tail. Remember, they said that, of course.
Exactly. Pastor Joe, the head, not the tail.
Right. So we're moving along with a lot of things, and not just women in film, but that's one of the major things. But we've, have started our own production company, and we're working on our first film. And so I'm doing some producing for some shorts. And so everything's just going just really great. So to top it off with the women in film, I'm just really, really excited. So we need all you members out there. You can join as a new member, or you can transfer from whatever chapter you might be in. And you just go on there and just put in Clearwater chapter. So it's just really nice. You just go to www.womeninfilm.org/how-to-join, and then you just click on to join, and you follow through with it, and then you put your chapter in there. So it'd just be the Clearwater chapter. And I'm real proud to be the chairman of it, and I just can't wait till our first meeting, which tentatively we've got it set for like November 6th, I believe, is the first Wednesday. We're just confirming all of the locations, because we are going to have two locations rotating, so that we go further into Clearwater and then towards Tarpon. So it makes it flexible for everyone. So
exciting. You know, Bobby, you're also looking for extras for something you're working on as well. Are you still looking for people?
Yes, we are. I'm shooting a film called The Refund, and we're looking for a teenager. They must be 18, but they have to look 16 or 17. And we're looking for some extras also for another film called Always. We're looking for some extras that will be in a doctor's lounge, an office. And they don't have any lines. It's just experience. And they can see what goes on, on the sets. Now, the one character, the teenage boy I'm looking for, he has lines. He's a principal character. And I'm also looking for a lawnmower guy that can ride a lawnmower, and a few other characters too. So we're going to be posting them on Facebook and around. So anyone can just contact me. They can either go to Bobby, B-O-B-B-I, just with an I, hillcasting@aol.com. That's Bobby Hill Casting at AOL.com.
Well, I have a surprise for Chrissy that's sitting in the engineer room. We had a talk, me and Bobby, the other day. We can't tell the short that we're going to do, but Chrissy is going to star in it, and we're going to get a low budget, and I can't get into it, but we have a really funny comedy short, and Bobby
can't
and I...
wait for this. This is going to be really great. You so need a 5-second... What is it? 5-second.
Oh, I already have the place. I already have the place, and we just got to get a small budget. I think I know the people that can help us.
There we go.
And we got Felipe here
Felipe.
That can help us as well in production.
Yes, he can help produce it. There you go.
Okay.
Yay.
I'm really, really excited about doing that one, because it is so funny.
I know.
I know nothing about it, so I can't wait. I'm going to be just as surprised.
We're going to be in it, too. We have,
oh, we're in it?
Oh, we're all going to be in it. But the star is sitting behind the glass over here, Chrissy and Boyles. And, yes, she's going to be in it. And, well, Bobby, I have to tell you, when I talked to you about, we can't tell because somebody else will take our idea, of course. What did you think of the concept? Don't give it away. Just what did you think of the concept?
I think it's hilarious. I don't think anyone's done this before, and I think that everybody's just going to pee their pants when they see it.
They love or hate it. They are. They are. They are. This is going to be so much fun, and I'm going to help try to find some funding for that, and I'm going to start working on that, and I think, like, yes, I've got a couple people that are I'm, nudging. I'm like, you've got to do this, and then we can all walk down the red carpet.
You better believe it. No one would turn this away at any film festival.
Oh, no. Chrissy, I'll tell you, she is just, you know what? Why don't you come in here, Chrissy, and say hi to everybody real quick? Because this is the star. We cannot tell you what this short is going to be about, but it's going to be a funny short. And Chrissy, you cannot say anything because it will give it away. But I just want to let you know who the star is of this comedy short, that I wanted to surprise Chrissy because she's always been there for me and my family. And this is Chrissy Boyles Wave. She's doing some behind the scenes.
You always have to play, right?
Yes.
So wave
behind the scenes, lady.
Yeah. So yes, she is behind. Yes, she is actually going to be the star of this. So, anyways, wait till we do this. I want to do this pretty soon if I can get the funding for it.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. Well, we don't need a lot, but, you know, any amount will get us started.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, we have our friend from the Tampa Bay Film Society that does comedy, and we need to sit down with her and have a meeting and write this up, but it's already hilarious. So I'm excited.
Yes, I am, too. In fact, I think I mentioned it to her already, about writing something. I don't think I gave anything away, but just talking about doing some writing. So
okay, here's what we're going to do, Bobby. I'm going to pick you up if I have to, or I'm going to meet you. I'm not going to tell you. We're going to tell you where we're going to go next Thursday, and I'm just going to, you know, we'll just go through, and Lisa will be there, so you can get the feeling of how this short's going to be.
And then you'll get
the whole logistic of it. You know, if you're not busy.
We're going to break the Chewbacca lady, you know, YouTube and Facebook.
It's going to be better than Golden Girls.
Yeah, she had so many million hits. Oh, gosh. Better than Golden Girls. All right, who am I? Don't even say the B word because I'm not Blanche, okay?
No, not at all. Gotcha. Not at all. And we're excited. Well, Bobby, thank you so much for calling in, and we're so excited. We're going to be joining your chapter as well and just making it the best chapter in Clearwater for women in film.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really anxious to have our first meeting and get a lot of new members.
Yes.
We are going to work on that. Trust
me.
We're going to get that word out and run that commercial and keep it going.
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bobby.
Okay. So in the meantime, we were supposed to have a special VIP guest that is stuck at the airport. And I don't know who's on, but let's double check. Is that who I'm thinking it is?
Yes, ma'am.
Yay.
Devin?
Yes, I'm here.
Where are you?
No, don't get me started this evening. I'm in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh. So you went from, okay.
So did the plane detour over there, or?
No, I actually caught a flight from Atlanta, but because I was in rushing, they didn't tell me that it was two stops. I thought it was a direct flight to Tampa.
Well, before we introduce Devin, let's play that commercial that I sent you. And, you know, we have the VH2 TV network, and they're out of Atlanta. And we're just going to just play this clip, and we'll be right back with Devin. And thank you. And I already have social media you and everything. And we have people that I can't wait to meet you. So
yes.
I rescheduled.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. 106.1 FM.
The Heat.
The Heat.
Welcome to VH2 Networks, the place to be to experience some of the most relevant, informative, energetic programs you have ever seen on television today. On VH2 Networks, we feature movies, music videos, dramas, documentaries, sitcoms, stand-up comedy, and much more relevant and informative programming that speaks to today's trending environment. Come on over to VH2 Networks, Digital Channel 26.5 Atlanta.
Okay, Devin, so tell us what's happening with VH2 TV Network.
Yes, ma'am. So now we have our open air channel, which is 26.5 in Atlanta. That's 7 days a week, 24-hour programming. And you can find that on 26.5 in the local market. I just took over the backside of our Roku channel, which is currently present. We are building out the next 4 months. We are doing three film festivals. We're doing a nationwide submission, which I'll get that information over to you, Don, where you can have people go in and submit their projects, and we will actually review those projects. And we're looking for content that's been shot in 4K or 1080. And we're looking to build the Roku side of the network out. And that, based on the plan that we have now, if we get the submissions that we hope we do, by the 1st of April, we should have about 200 shows on the Roku side. And we also will have an additional three sitcoms on the open-air side.
Okay. Now, I know that you were saying that you might want a satellite office here. You know, maybe we could talk to the station owner here and, you know, if there's something we can do. And then I know a couple other people that have office spaces. So, so I will double check on that for you, too. Now, tell us on the record industry side, what's happening with your, you're looking for talent.
Yes, ma'am. On the music side of it, which was Indie Live Shows, this affiliate company, We are looking for talent. We are looking for... Let me explain to the audience. There's two components of it. There's Indie Live Show, which is a live component. And in order to be selected to perform in one of our live shows across the country, you have to either be able to sing R&B, country, rock, pop, neo-soul, jazz, or contemporary jazz. Then we also have ILS Hip Hop, which is strictly hip hop. So if there are rappers who want to submit, they will submit it to ILS Hip Hop. But if there are singers of, like I said, country music, rock music, pop, heavy metal, they would just submit theirs directly at indielabshow@gmail.com.
And Hollywood Connections, tell us about, we're up there. I saw, you know, with the Shaq story and, you know, his birthday party back in the days and a lot of the sports people, because we have a new sports guy, Stephen B., and he's going to be actually working with us. So we have a new sports reporter.
Yes.
But we are up there on VH2.TV network. So we need to get our new promos up there with me and Lisa V and our reporters.
Yeah, anything, you know, Don, we have you support you guys, and I know that I was supposed to be there tonight, but we'll be able to talk about me coming one day during the week. We need to get any new content that you have so we can get it with, or you may have editors who may edit your show. We like it that way. When you edit it and you get it, give it to us, then all we have to do is just send it to our programming department, let them review it, approve it, and upload it. And usually that's a three-day process.
Well, you know, we have a wonderful man here named Felipe. He also does drone and production work, and he's sitting here in the studio with us, and he does editing, and I know that he'd love to be a part with VH2TV Network, so, you know, everything was sent over to you as well. And what we'd like to do is, I know we have four or five major red carpet events that we were at. If we can just put those up on the VH2TV Network website, and I've been putting them on their social media, which is VH2TV Network on Facebook.
Yeah, if you get that, if you submit it to me, and we can do a call after the show tonight, I'll be more than happy to get that content and get it over to our programming department and get it uploaded for you.
Yay, I know, we're so excited. And
yes,
we have to get to Atlanta. I know I missed the grand opening, but I had a reporter over there, which is fabulous. And, you know, especially with everything you're doing and traveling, and you're hitting different cities with your talent search. And we have Lisa V here that is a great singer. So she's going to send you her demo and everything. So
I would love it.
I would definitely love it.
So, just so you know that we have a satellite office in Louisville, Kentucky now. We have a satellite office in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I want to make our next satellite office Tampa, Florida, because I do believe that there's a lot of talent that's in the state of Florida that people overlook. And trust me, we don't overlook that talent. I want to be able to get my hands on it. Film, independent film, documentary, kids shows, anything I can get my hands on for the next 4 months so we can finish our build out, I would love it.
Well, you know, at the end of November, we're going to have a really amazing Santa Claus, and we want to do a pilot here on from kids, you know, so if there are children out there, we have like the best Santa Claus that's coming to town.
Yes.
To come in to our Tantalk Radio.
Yes.
So there's some other shows that we're adding, and you know, and Lisa V has a show called
Getting Ripped with Lisa V.
It's all about
health and fitness. I used to be 315 pounds, and I'm part of an amazing product called the Vitality Blaster. And it's pretty much, you know, helping people achieve their goals, because I was told that, you know, I would never get to my goal. And, oh, you know, you're too overweight. You're too old. You're too everything. And there's a bicep pose for you there. I'm 49 years old, and I know that I have bigger biceps than most people I know. So I'm pretty proud that, you know, I did it, and God's been blessing me ever since with the show, and I can share it with everybody else.
That's right. So there's a lot of other shows with Hollywood Connections that I'm offering specials with me. So, Devin, so they're going to be ready to, you know, go on, and hopefully they'll get a show here with the Tantalk Radio Network as well.
Well, what I would do, Don, because you have been so wonderful and so patient with me, and I know I'm traveled and some things have happened. Yeah, I would like to do this just for you. I would like to take four shows if we can do submittals on those shows, and I can approve them. I would like to take four of those and give them a 1 year subscription to VH2. I would give them a non-exclusive license, and we would take that show and we would air it for 1 year.
Wow, that's exciting. Very
speechless.
Exciting.
Yes, yes, this is great. Like you were, it's time.
Girls.
Yes, we are live. Okay, I'm not sure what.
Yeah, we have somebody on the phone. We're not sure who.
I'm not sure. Our network executive here is telling us.
The network.
So
yes.
Hold on, Devin. Let's see who's on the air with us. Stay right there. Who else is there?
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Who's calling?
John, how you doing?
Who is this?
This is Rockin' Randy.
Rockin' Randy, how are you?
Good. I did a couple shows with you about 3 years ago. I was the wrestler. We were in the studio.
Yes. How are you?
They had a lovely dinner at your house. Your husband's an awesome cook, by the way.
Yes,
well,
he is.
Well, I appreciate that. So anyways, and we'll have to get in touch because, you know, we're working with a TV network and we're live on the air. So we're really excited. And I know we have another VIP caller calling in, but we'll have to get you on the air with us because we have Lexi, one of our top reporters, is now a wrestler in Orlando.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, I'm in Las Vegas now, and you guys need to come to Vegas.
We're supposed to be there next week with Lindsay Lohan's father, but we can't. I know. But we'll be there in spirit.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, I can make it to New Orleans in 8 hours, so let's see, Vegas 10.
Spirit
Airlines.
Let's
do it. Spirit Airlines. There you go. We'll be there in spirit. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to say a word about spirit.
Okay, but no, thank you, Rockin' Randy.
Yes.
I know we have our VH2 VIP guest on the line, and so we'll get back to you. Make sure that you give Vaughn your phone number.
Please.
I will. Switch me over, and I'll give it to him.
Awesome. Sounds
good.
Thank
you, Randy.
We love cards.
On everything that you've been doing. I've been watching you.
Thank you. You know what? I just know with VH2 and what we're doing with Devin and the people that we're working with, it's the exposure. And I believe, you know, in my heart, someone said to me the other day, and Lisa, we're going to get syndicated. We need to get out there and we need to get other programming and TV.
Yeah. So we'll be the next Huda and Kathy Lee because, you know, they're gone. And I'm the Latina, you know, hothead, and she's the pretty, you know, I call her the pretty Barbie because she's gorgeous. I mean, she's amazing. She is, isn't she? Yes.
Well, okay, Lisa.
Yes, she is.
Hold on, Devin. You're going to hear this because we got to get a Spanish show. All right, give us your best. All right, and Felipe, come here. You're so adorable.
She puts
together.
Us on the. Yeah, well,
I'm
it's
putting
because,
you live. Well,
okay, live.
Yes,
go,
live.
Right.
Over here.
We're going to start a Latin show, a 30-minute show that we're going to have music and you can call in and we can help and we're going to, you know, get sponsored by restaurants and we're going to do really fun, like all you can eat eating contest at Mi Carreta Bakery and Restaurant over at 2705 54th Avenue North. But Felipe has a wonderful, wonderful background with producing and directing in Colombia. So, I mean, he's got amazing, amazing work. So,
yes.
Here he is, yes.
So, in your, just a little bit, give your best Spanish.
My best. Hola, like, ¿cómo está Felipe?
Hola a todos, ¿cómo
va? Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien, muchas gracias por la invitación.
Ay, gracias por venir.
See
there
how good
go.
They
See,
are?
I'm working. My Spanglish is like hilarious, but we understand each other. I've been the interpreter and opening doors, and he's been helping me with my social networking. And it's been really, when Hollywood connects you, they literally like connect you. It's crazy.
You know, I just got a call today, Devin, that I have another guy that is Jeffrey Berger. He's going to be joining us with a mental health and wellness. And I just connected him with Lindsay Lohan's father, and they had a great meeting. So there was another Hollywood Connections just the other day. And he's going to be here on the 29th at 8 p.m. We have a special hour with him. So that's coming up. So we're excited. And so, Devin, any other thing that's happening with VH2, you know, with anything else that you want to brag about?
No, just really just building out the vocal side of it, which is very, very important because with the access to the app side of it, as we build out that network portion side of it, any show that we have, the viewer, once we have it on that platform, they'll have access to over 60 million viewers. It's just the responsibility of the company, the filmmaker, to be able to direct people to go to VH2 Network to watch their film.
Well, you know, I have another surprise. Can you stay on the phone with us by chance? Okay, so in the meantime, I think Vaughn, is that my other 8:30 call-in? Not yet? Yeah. Okay, so she'll be calling in a minute. So she has a TV show out of Tennessee and wanted to connect with you as well on some things. So I think that's another great Hollywood Connection hookup. And I know she's going to be calling in a minute.
Ray Parker Jr. and Vic. Help it. Yeah, we got to connect him with Vic and Ray Parker Jr.
Right.
Because of Rum Punch, and there you have it.
Yes, yeah, so guess what? You know, the other time that we had, do we have that song? You got
The Red Lady Rum Punch?
Punch song. This is for you. Hold on, yes, because I have a story for you.
Yes.
And okay. Do you know, one day we had this Rum Punch that I met at an event,
yes,
and we met together, and then all of a sudden he's like, I want to be on the show. I'm like, okay, cool. Long story short, that night before, I was going through some songs on YouTube, and I found one. It was, Rum Punch.
Yeah, Rum Punch by Ray Parker Jr.,
right. I had no idea who he was at first. And then I called his agent, and then I looked at his website. I'm like, oh my God,
yep,
he's the one that did Ghostbusters.
Radio, yes, and he also had Radio,
yes,
the song, the band Radio. You can't change that. I mean, he's got a lot of, he did a lot of behind the scenes music that I didn't even know that he was part of.
Yeah, so.
Till, you know, right. I found out from Vic.
Yes, so we need to hook you up,
yes,
and I just want you to hear this song. This is for you.
Yes.
And okay, we'll be right back.
Yeah, 106.1 The Heat.
I was on a beach in Negril thinking to myself, what do I do? Then the waiter handed me a rum punch and said, here, try something new. No worries, juice it and loosen up. Pour me another rum punch, cause it's time we had some fun. Forget about all your problems, I know a way to solve them. Just pour me another rum punch, put me down for more than one. Shake me a margarita with a new senorita. Just pour me another rum punch
and let's get drunk.
Just pour me another rum punch
and let's get drunk.
How's your life? Maybe it's a like mine. Feel stress and pressure all the time. Does it seem the more that you do, the further you get behind? Could it be the undercompensation, or worse, the no appreciation? Either way, follow me and I'll show you how to make it right. Just pour me another rum punch, cause it's time we had some fun. Forget about all your problems, I know a way to solve them. Just pour me another rum punch and put me down for more than one. Shake me a margarita with the new senorita. Just pour me another rum punch
and let's get drunk.
Just pour me another rum punch
and let's get drunk.
How's your love life? Hope it ain't like mine. If it is, that would be a real crime. Don't go there, don't lose your mind. We're here to party and have a good time. If your lover stays out all night, comes home the next day just to pick another fight, then you and me are just about alike. So let me show you how to make it right. Just pour me another rum punch, cause it's time we had some fun. Forget about all your problems, I know a way to solve them. Just pour me another rum punch
and let's get drunk.
Just pour me another rum punch
and let's get drunk.
So anyone that's out there, I know there's many people out there because, yes, this is like 3.5 million people from Clearwater, St. Petersburg. We're on five stations.
Right.
Zephyr Hills, Dade City, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Tampa.
Treasure Island.
That's right. Yes. So if you have a business and you would like this Red Lady Rum Punch in your establishment,
yes,
please call me at 727-871-7788. So Devin, what did you think of that song?
For some reason, I've heard that song before.
Yeah, that's Ray Parker Jr.
Yeah, he said that he hadn't really promoted it, and then here we are with the Red Punch, and we talked, yep, video, and let's do it in the island over here. And he said as soon as he can get the time, he's going to get over here and do it.
That's right. So in the meantime, so Devin, we want to thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to connect you to the woman in Tennessee. And, you know, we're going to just keep going and talking about what we're doing. We have some other events coming up we're going to get into. But Devin, thank you so much for having Hollywood Connections, myself, Lisa V, being a part of VH2 TV Network and, yes, all that you're offering.
Yes, we are so
thank
honored.
You. So, but Don, please make sure you make a note of that. And I'll send you some information after the show or maybe tomorrow. regarding the submissions for five contestants to submit films, and if they meet the qualifications, that we're going to give them a one-year non-exclusive license. And also the young lady from Tennessee, please connect us because we're doing a grand they're doing a grand opening in Louisville, Kentucky on December 13th. So we will be in Louisville, Kentucky doing our launch there.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, in a minute, just hold on. Let me see if I can get her on the phone. Let's go to two of our commercials. We have Soap This, yes, the Tampa Bay Film Society. Let me try to get her on the phone while we run to this two quick commercials, things that are coming up around the corner. Devin, stay on the line. We'll be right back.
106.1 The Heat.
This is Patty from Soap This. We are having an amazing event November 2nd and 3rd here in Clearwater, Florida, with some of your favorite actors from Young and the Restless. For tickets and pricing, visit soapthis.ticketleap.com. For more info, call 727-210-5143. Again, for tickets, visit soapthis.ticketleap.com.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. In collaboration with VH2 Network, we are always looking for entertaining ideas and larger-than-life personalities that will become the next great television series. If you have an idea for TV or show or special, let us know. If you know an amazing character doing exceptional things, let us know that too. If you've been turned away from other networks, we would like to work with you. VH, welcome home. Your search is over. I'm Dawn Reese. Call 727-871-7788 and go to www.vh2.tv.
Devin, that was for you.
Oh, thank you. I need to get a copy of that.
I know. I'll make sure my engineer sends it to me, and then I'll send it to you tonight.
Yes.
Thank you.
So cool. Yeah. So in the meantime, yes, I'll connect you with the lady, and if she happens to call, I'll just text you to call back in the show.
That'd be great. I'm actually I'm gonna just still listen into the show as well. And Don, I want to say this to you and your team. I think you guys are doing a wonderful job. I've watched you from the time that I've met you and watched how the show has grown and watched all the wonderful things that you're doing. And your listeners, they just don't realize they have a diamond in the rough right there.
Oh, that is so
nice.
You know,
my mother always said, you know, diamond is made through a lot of pressure. And
we're there. Just like the Queen song, pressure. There you go. There you go.
Yes. So in the meantime, we're going to go into telling what's happening on November. Is it 2nd and 3rd, Lisa?
Yes, November 2nd
and
3rd.
This is so exciting. We're going to be there. And I'm going to tell you, when Lisa's done telling everybody about this amazing event, you like soap opera stars, we got them for you.
Sure
you just
do.
Heard. Yes,
yes,
Lisa,
we
go ahead.
Do. And this is the thing. We need you all to go to soapthis.ticketleap.com for all ticket sales. And we need you to please write in to Dawn Reese and please give the email for you for the...
Oh, yes. Very exciting. Also, December 7th, we have Kathleen Gotti coming up.
Yes, we do. But for right now, you can meet a soap star and be at the breakfast on November 2nd and 3rd. All you have to do is write Dawn Reese an email. Why do you want to meet a soap star?
That's right. Are you a fan of The Young and Restless? Are you a fan of the General Hospital? We have two different ticket giveaways.
We sure
and
do.
They're between $100 and $300 to get in. And you know, Lisa, I've had no emails.
I know. I don't
last
I don't
year
understand.
I was bombarded.
Right. I don't understand what's going
you
know, on.
So I mean, you don't want to miss this opportunity. So here's what you do. All you need to do is get out a pen and paper, and of course you get put on your computer.
Right. Pen and paper and then screenshot it and download it. Kidding, go ahead.
Oh, I'm so old school. Dr. Hollywood Connections with an S at gmail.com. Why do you want to meet a soap opera star? This is another contest that's happening, and you don't want to miss this. We have over 5,000 on Facebook listening and watching. Who wants to go with us? We're going to be there.
Right. I mean, you've got Melissa, Abby Newman, you've got Jordy, Ray Rosales, you've got Brighton James. Devin, I mean, these are really big. So, I mean, my grandmother, I can't wait to meet Vincent. How do you say his name?
Is it Iserly?
A Rosario. We're going to just say Vincent from Bold and the Beautiful. My grandmother, we loved him. And I'm like, wow, I'm going to actually meet him. So I would have written in, but, you know, I'm already going to be there. So, yay.
That's right. And we also have a big business women's convention coming to Tampa. We have a table there.
Yes.
If you text me 727-871-7788, you can always hear the show later, of course, on YouTube under Tan Talk Radio, and put a business event and I'll send you a free ticket because it will cost the day of if you don't, you know, get a free ticket, of course.
Right.
Yes. And then also, Lisa, what do you think of the new digital business card?
I think it's amazing. I've been telling everybody about it, and they're getting it from what I see, and it's just, it's the next best thing, because all you do is just send it right there, and you don't have to worry about anybody losing the business card, because Lord knows I've gotten business cards, and they were in the wallet. Yep. Now, where are they? We don't know.
Yes, it's a new digital business card. And again, you text digital business card to 727-871-7788. I will send you mine. You know, Shaquille O'Neal has one.
Yes.
A lot of sportscasters have one.
Yes.
Newscasters have one. Businesses have one. And you can add as many links as you want. And it's amazing. So
yeah, it's great.
I'll put VH2 on there as well. Link to the show. How's that, Devin?
I love it.
Yes. All super cool. In the meantime, I know our guest has probably, you know, I always tell people to call in at a certain time, but, you know, they're on other coast.
Right.
So we have to wait.
Right. That's what happened to me with the show on Monday, is people were an hour away. So when they called, you know, 8 o'clock their time, the show was over. So
I know. They'll call and say, oh, I forgot.
Yes.
In the meantime, you know, December 7th, I'm also putting together the World's Tourism State Florida Mini State Pageant. And I'm
going to be
excited. Yes. So I actually cut my call. Lisa.
Oh.
I know. It's $75 non-refundable and $75 at the door.
Wow.
So this is an opportunity for you to go to Nashville or in Tennessee. That's where the Nationals are coming up in July of next year. Because I'm wearing, if you could see, this gorgeous sash that I have called
It is
Classic
so pretty.
Miss Florida Tourism. And this is my motivation, Lisa. Yes.
Yes.
And my, you know, my Tony Little and my workout stuff, all my good stuff.
Yes. Vitality Blaster. Yes. That's the next best thing.
Yes. My mother used to motivate me. Now we're becoming a talk show because our guests are.
Yes, we are.
We're just going to go on and on, which
yes.
is good. And that really gets you going and fit and healthy.
Yes, we are. I mean, it's going to be the show to end all shows. We are. Like, we're going to go ice skating and go live, and I'm probably going to fall. But it's okay. We're going to have fun doing it.
Yes. So, and I told Lisa she needs to do a video of yourself about, you know, how you motivated people.
Right.
Do you know there's a guy that has, like, millions of hits about motivation?
No.
I mean, there's so many people. Well, I did one the other day.
I had somebody post on, I met somebody at the gas station. And if you're watching, which I know you are, it was the gas station at 34th Street and 5th Avenue North in St. Pete. It was the Shell Circle K. I come walking out of the restroom and he says, Lisa V. And I said, yes. And at first I was like, uh-oh, yes. He said, my wife and I, we follow you on Facebook and you're such an inspiration. I said, what, really? I mean, it was like, wow, I have a fan. That was like the coolest thing ever, is to have somebody go, you motivated me. And when I did the surgery back in April 10th, 2010, I told God, if you help me through this, if you let me live, because a lot of people during the surgery, they do not come out, and you know, things happen. And he did, and now I told everybody within earshot, I'll help you. And I know it's expensive to get personal training, but, you know, I know enough people, enough trainers. We've got you. Just, you know, send me a message on Facebook. And please, no more poking, no more waving. Just send a message and no calls. I don't care where you are, but just say, hi, this is who I am. If one more person pokes me, I'm going to poke him in the eye. I swear I am, Devin. I poking and waving. Who has time for that? I don't.
So, you know, in the meantime, well, Lisa, at least they got to see you, because at the gas station, you didn't even have a magnet on your car.
Yeah, no, I was like, he said Lisa V, and I'm like, wow, Lisa V, that would be me. Yes, you're correct. And then, the sergeant police officer, when I started telling my story in the book in the church, he was like, wow, I'm getting Holy Spirit too. I'm like, hey, I mean, here I am hugging a cop, and everybody's looking at me like, what is that crazy curly hair lady doing? And, you know, WWL, what would Lisa V do, is what it is now. So.
Well, you know, Lisa, next week we're so excited because we have more of a special coming up.
Yes.
And we have, it's called Heavenly Deposit.
Yes.
Did you see it on Amazon Prime?
Yes.
So I'm watching this movie at about 1 in the morning. I can't sleep, and I love Amazon Prime.
Yes, so she texts me, and if I was sleeping, I'm not now, because it goes ping, but anyways.
I do. So I got a hold of the director, which is really the actor and his crew, and he actually never could do a movie before.
Right.
He was an actor. He didn't know how to do a movie, and he started praying about it, and there's something in the movie that happened to me and my husband, which really wanted me to talk to him, and it was just a spiritual encounter on something. And so he's going to be on next week. Really
I'm
excited
so
about his
excited.
Journey and how he got this film. If you haven't seen it yet, Heavenly Deposit,
go see it. I mean, yeah, watch it. It's Wow.
And then there's another lady in a couple weeks. I just got a hold of her. She was in a major car crash and her husband passed away and her son went to heaven. And her story is now a book as well. So she's going to be on giving her story. And she was on the 700 Club at, you know, a while
wow.
ago. And it's really inspirational. So we are bringing miracle stories yes. as well to inspire you over the holidays with Santa Claus too.
Yes. And when I say inspiring stories, Dawn and our story is Beaming Hope Church, located at 11000 110th Avenue North in Largo. Tomorrow, they're going to be at 403 North Clearwater, Largo Road, 7-Eleven. Free food, free clothes, free haircuts, free face painting. Just come on out. And when I say, like, literally, our Pastor Joe, his wife, Pastor Lieska, all of the team there, they do it. Doesn't matter how hot it is. They do it for the community. They do it for God. They give out food. I mean, you just show up and you'll get a haircut. Your kids will get face painted. And I went to a CVS right around the corner from Beaming Hope. And I'm going to have the young lady call in. She was having a bad day. And I just went in after the Holy Spirit being me, being leaving church and being blessed and just talking and just being as what she said. I can't believe you came in. I was having the worst day. She was literally crying by the time I finished telling her our story and everything. And when God literally puts you somewhere, it's just, it's crazy. When God is literally in control, we don't listen a lot, but he really is in control. And that's proven by you and myself. I dreamt that I was on a radio show. Well, God showed me the vision. He also showed me the vision that I was in a movie singing. I just thought I had to quit drinking, which I did anyways. But I cannot believe that literally everything has happened through that church and through the connections through God. I mean, if I was in that church, I would not have met you. I wouldn't be on your show. And It's crazy.
Well, you know, I tell a lot of people, because I did a motivational video the other day. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize it's watch what you say. Because, you know, I had a bird named Caribbean. And I had it in Hollywood, Florida at my office. And who knew that I'd end up in the Caribbean as a flight attendant?
There you go.
Watch what you name your pets.
Yes.
And, you know, another thing, my husband at the time now, way back when I'm making $30,000 a year as a flight attendant, hello, and right. I really wanted a sailboat. I'm like, oh my God, that looks like the rich and famous lifestyle. I put the sailboat on my refrigerator,
right?
And the refrigerator is like this. It's, you know,
your vision board is your refrigerator.
Exactly. It has a magical refrigerator.
Okay. Yes, the vision boards, they actually work. I put my car and I put like beach place and here it is, literally.
Well, what happened was my husband at the time, I mean, who knew that I would ever get a sailboat? And I'm thinking, there's no way. But I just kept looking at this. Now, it didn't happen over a year, two, 3 years. It happened about 6 or 7 years later. And we have a 37-foot Endeavor.
All in God's time.
It is. All in his timing.
Yes.
And so now we're getting it ready to charter for movies, commercials, and I will have a new opportunity.
My music video from Taken by Surprise. I'm hoping to get that, you know, here finished and we can debut it on the show.
Yeah, so exactly.
Thank you, Uncle Tim, TNT. Timothy yeah. Norwood Tremblay.
So again, with a sailboat, and that's another one. Another time I put this house I really wanted in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm giving you some visual, you know, motivation here, people. This is what you need to do. Okay, so anyway, so I ended up, somebody's calling me from Jupiter, Florida. I'm not sure, but I'm not going to answer.
Yeah. We're live, Jupiter,
We're live.
Florida.
And I put this house, and do you know, my parents moved to Phoenix, and I ended up, we bought the house behind the house that I had on my refrigerator for a year.
Yeah.
So my point is, if you are praying about something, I always tell everyone, Lisa, number one, write a letter to God.
Right.
Sit down and write a letter and just put out your feelings and just, you know, whatever it is, be grateful, be thankful, write everything down and say, you know, if your family needs saved, of course, that's number one. And you're putting different, you know, notes down, date it and open it a year later.
I did that. That was
and
crazy.
I want to tell you, God will give you more than what you put down on that
yes.
paper. It's not like a magical paper. You're just writing a letter to God and just put it in your Bible and then open it a year later.
Right.
So that's number one.
And if he takes something from you that you literally are like, what do you take? No, when I say he replaces with better, he really does. Like, God literally is right there for us, and I'm the prime example. My book, God May Not Have Facebook, but he gave me the password, How I Caught My Cheating Husband. When I say literally, he was there the whole step of the way, giving me every sign in the world. But if it's not what we want to hear, we ignore it.
And I ignored it way too long.
And so Lisa's working on her book. That's her point she's telling you. And she's going to work on a movie. On she's working
screenplay.
On that.
Yep.
Yes, so that's good. Also, too, is I wanted to let everyone know, coming up, if you are looking for a cruise to go on, we have a soap, this cruise, with all these soap opera stars. Yes, this is just more information this hour. And we have, coming up in April, if you go to Soap This on Facebook, make sure that you just click and like it, and then you can go on their cruise and meet all these celebrities from the soap stars. It's out of Miami. It's going to Nassau, Bahamas. And then also, I'm putting one together as well, Lisa.
Yes.
And actually, that flyer will be ready next week. And it's the Hollywood Connection Cruise, because Woo-hoo. I'm also a travel agent on my side days. And I'm working with Expedia Cruise Ship Centers of South Tampa. So if you are interested or you want to book a cruise, please do me a favor and go to my social media. You can always find me, Dawn Reese. Pop me in there. My phone number, 727-871-7788, just to give you some cruise updates. And we're going on the cruise.
Yes,
we're interviewing.
Are.
We're excited.
Yes.
So let's go to our caller. And you're live on the air. This is Dawn Reese and
Lisa V.
106.1 FM The Heat.
Hey, Dawn. This is Omar Leslie and Blaze Hunter on the phone.
Hi, Omar. Well, I was waiting for you to call in, and I have your music. But in the meantime, well, we have Devin from VH2 TV Network on the line. And so just say hello to Devin. We only have 5 minutes left, Omar.
Hey, how you doing, Devin?
How you doing, Omar?
So I sent you his video, and he's working with another major artist, and Omar's amazing. So what did you think of his video that I sent you on your phone?
Oh, the one that you actually sent me earlier?
Yes.
It was amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
Okay.
Definitely was amazing.
Yes. So I'm going to hook the two of you up as well.
Yes.
And I know what we can do. We only have, it's only 5 minutes. Do we have that one real quick song where I can play just a little intro of it? Let's go to Omar's music just for a second. He's calling all the way from West Palm Beach, Florida. And I found him in school back in the days. Yes.
Oh, yeah. A long time ago.
Yes. I'm trying to read sign language. All right. Let's go to that music real quick. We'll be right back.
106.1 The Heat.
That's it.
Trying to please it. I gotta focus, grinding on this vision. Money on my mind, I got a mission. You ain't gotta worry about me. I've been patiently waiting in the streets. My destiny was not for me to stay. I got a proposition, now I made it.
So if you're looking for me, you can catch me on the beach. Sipping on something so sweet.
We're moving up to keep it forward like an escalator. We see you hating, they stunting you private investigators. You waiting for me to kill them, baby, it's gonna devastate you. I'm living my best life, searching for the best wife. Cruising on this money train, you can call me West Snipes. Always keep it moving, call me Mr. Catch the next flight. This place, Hunter Knight, wonder, did you guess right? I'm vibing, sitting right into the song. I'm shining like a diamond, always find me in the zone. Thank God that I'm alive and I will always let them know that I'm gonna let this light of mine inspire lots of souls. That's right. Yeah, you know the tip of my own. And I got a destiny for longevity, less alone. And you know my money talk. You can call me Victor Moan. Guarantee me rocking all night long. Cause this that song when it comes on.
This that song when it comes on.
When it comes on, it all goes down.
It's going down.
It's going down.
This that song when it comes on.
This that song when it comes on.
Looking for me. Catch me on a beach. Sipping on something so sweet. Having a conversation with a top model. She said she wanna go full throttle.
You should've known. You should've known. Yeah. Ooh, you should've known. Yeah.
is going down.
It's that song when it comes on.
It's that song when it comes on.
When it comes on, it all goes down.
It's going down.
It's going down.
It's going down.
It's that song when it comes on.
It's that song when it comes on.
When it comes on, it all goes down.
It's going down.
It's going
down.
It's that song when it comes
on. I love that music.
Oh, yes. I hope, Vic,
it's
you're
hit.
Watching, Vic, and everybody, it's a hit, it's a done deal. Thank you, Omar, it's a done deal.
Omar went with me to Shaq's birthday party and was on the red carpet, and who came up to you?
Oh, yeah.
Who came up to you and said, if Dawn says you're good, who was that?
Definitely, that was somebody from Slip and Slide Records or something like that. He was the manager for, Slip and Slide Record. He was a manager for them.
That was a while ago. That's right. So amazing.
Yeah,
so we have a couple seconds here. Tell us your partner that you sang with, and tell us about him.
Oh, Blaze Hunter. He's actually my best friend. He's actually online right now. His voice is kind of like he was in the studio, so he kind of lost his voice a little bit. But he's online actually with us right now.
Oh, so you can say hello. Say hello.
And tell us what Blaze is doing, like his background.
It's nothing new. I got my Barry White voice on right now.
Oh. Yes, you definitely been in the studio there, Blaze. We will give you a break today, I promise you.
I'll tell you, Blaze has been traveling.
Yes. To be continued, right, yeah.
So yes, he is amazing. The two duo teams here, Omar and Blaze, watch for them. And we're going to play more of your music.
Yes.
I really love it. So Devin, what did you think of that?
Oh, it was good.
Okay, so now Blaze is going to be in Atlanta this week. So are you going to be back in Atlanta so he can come and see you?
Yeah, make sure you give him my number. He gives me a call. And but you know what? I'm sorry. I will be out of town this week. I will be in Kentucky for 3 days, and then I'll be in Chicago Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll just hook the two of you up. You can talk and then get to know each other, which is great. All right, guys, thank you so much. Give your website and your social media.
Please.
Definitely. We have an album coming out soon called New Flavor 2.0. You can check us out on Instagram. Just basically just search our name on YouTube, Omar Leslie. And go ahead.
Yeah, social media.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. On iTunes, we're on iTunes, Spotify. Just search your name, Omar Leslie and Blaze Hunter.
Awesome.
Okay.
So, all over the place.
Yeah. So I met Omar back in high school when I did the Be Cool Stay in School, and we discovered
there's
him.
There's a story,
yes,
right? There's a testimony.
We are. Yes, we have. Yes, many years of history back there. So and we love Omar and Blaze.
Right.
Yes, Blaze. Where did we meet together? Just a moment. Whisper.
Right.
Do you remember where we met?
It was an event that you were.
Was it Best Buy?
Yeah, it was. And Omar invited me in, I believe.
Wasn't that Paul Murray and myself?
Paul Murray. Yes. Paul Murray.
Yeah, that's right. You were. Yeah, now you're all over the world. I mean, he's traveled all over.
That's so great.
So, guys, hang on. We only have 2 minutes. It goes so super, super fast.
Yes.
And so, anyways, Lisa has some real quick news.
Yes, I do. Tomorrow, the Latin Film Festival will be at the Sundial Theaters, which is 151 2nd Avenue North, St. Pete, 33701, starting Saturday, 11 to, I believe, 10 p.m. And then the awards ceremony will be at the Gilbert Chapel Gallery at 212 3rd Street, and that's also in St. Pete. So please come on out. We're going to be there for the awards ceremony. I'm excited. And also I want to thank Micareta Restaurant and Bakery. They always, always help out our church. We have a ladies' night coming up. They're going to help donate the food, and they're located at 2705 54th Avenue North, St. Pete. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 9 to 10, and Sunday, 9 to 9. And when I say the best Colombian food, I have somebody here who's from Colombia. They've eaten it, and they said, yes, it is the best. So
that's amazing. So that's what you're doing tomorrow
as
well.
Yes, I'm doing tomorrow.
And then if anyone wants to be a reporter, we are looking worldwide.
Yes.
We want to add extra shows. We want to bring you aboard. And please, please let me know, 727-871-7788. Please watch the show again. It'll be on Tantalk Radio Network on YouTube. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen and put things on your refrigerator.
Yes, put the dream board on the refrigerator.
And write a letter to God.
Yes.
And Felipe, thank you for so much for being here. And Chrissy, I hope you had a great surprise with that new documentary short we're going to do for film festivals.
Can't wait.
We are going to be having so much fun as this comedy is going to hit. And Vaughn, thank you for producing the show. I am Dawn Reese.
And I'm Lisa V.
And more miracle stories and producers coming up, faith-based films next weekend. You don't want to miss.
Yes, bye-bye. Hollywood Connections. Good night.